Thank you, Dawg. But this is another job because I work with a lot of people that actually I slept with down in the Oak Forest.
Yeah.
So a lot of them open up to me because they know, like, I feel like I know, I'm one of them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't come from no college degree, and not put anybody down now, but, you know, nothing like that. I came right out the street like that. And even today, man, when they got a problem, they come in here or something, they come right to me and tell me.
Yeah.
Because they know, I've been there, I've done that, I know that. The most rewarding part is seeing people actually push the pride aside. That's very hard. That's a hard thing to do. You know what I mean? And the most difficult thing for me to see. When they come in there and call me and they're damn near in tears and they don't know what to do. They ain't got no home, or they get thrown out next week. You know what I mean? And it's one of them things. You know?
Yeah.
You know, that's very sad. I see it every day, damn near every day. Mm-hmm. It's a part of life, man. It's never going to end.
No.
Homelessness will not end. We can only make it better. And I've got to explain that to a lot of people. It'll never end. What I do to make it better for them, I try to give them motivation and hope. That's what I do. If you don't have no motivation, you might as well forget it. You know, you got to have hope in yourself, man. That's what it's all about. You know, that's one of my mottos when they come and talk to me at the desk. And I always tell them, man, if I could do it, you could do it. I'm not Superman. Mm-hmm. And they look at me like, whoa. I'm living proof.
Yeah. You
can do it. I met people in rehab, I met professional hockey players in rehab.
Yeah.
That's one of the problems. A lot of people got to step down off that pedestal. You understand? See what it's like. Talk to these people. You know, you can't judge somebody from just looking and talking. You can't do that.